Now that we've seen the basic idea about competence, that is, that arbitrators are competent to determine their own competence, and we've seen why this was a necessary creation and a necessary element of modern and effective arbitration legislation, we should deal with another question. And that question is, what role does a court have to play? And along with this question is a question of timing. So first, we should understand that courts do have a role to play on the question of an arbitral tribunal's jurisdiction. It may do this right from the beginning when it's determining the validity of an arbitration agreement, and in determining that an agreement is invalid, it effectively says that the tribunal has no jurisdiction. The court can also come into play after an arbitral tribunal has made a determination that it is competent to determine that it is competent effectively to hear the case. Agreements on these jurisdictional questions, if they're taken as a preliminary question under the model law, are immediately appealable to the courts. And if the question of jurisdiction is dealt with instead at the end, in other words, in the final award, well, the jurisdictional question can still come up at the setting aside and enforcement stage. In other words, the courts do have an important role to play. Where jurisdictions are not uniform, however, is on the question of when may a court intervene. Now, I've just mentioned that under the model law, once a tribunal has determined that it does have jurisdiction, the court can intervene. If it's preliminary decision on jurisdiction, it can intervene immediately, or at least the party is allowed to appeal the decision, and if it's in a final award at the setting aside or enforcement stage. But not all jurisdictions are uniform on this. Under French law, for example, if an arbitration is underway, then the court may not come in and interfere with the decision of the arbitral tribunal's jurisdiction. It will wait instead until the end. Under the model law, things are a bit different. The model law does not take a clear position on the issue of timing. In other words, whether you're at the beginning, middle of your arbitration, a party is always, in principle, allowed to go to the court to have the court determine the question of jurisdiction. Now, model law Article 16 does have a certain limit placed on it with respect to the arbitrator's timing, but it's not clear that that same time limit applies to the court, which means in a model law jurisdiction, parties can seek the court's view on jurisdiction at any time. And this is also the view that the U.S. courts have taken. Under the U.S. approach, the parties can at any time in the arbitration, before or during, seek the court's answer to the question of jurisdiction. Now, the U.S. approach does it because, from the U.S. perspective, parties should not be forced to arbitrate. And so if there is a question of whether the tribunal has jurisdiction, this should be answered as soon as possible. The French take a different view. They say, well, if you've already begun your arbitration, you've already commenced your arbitration, there is a lingering thought that there is jurisdiction, and perhaps it's best for the courts to be a little more standoffish and wait for the arbitrators to make that decision. In other words, if you're in the midst of an arbitration, you may not go to a French court and ask the court whether the tribunal has jurisdiction. The model law